ఓం శాంతి. బాడీలెస్ స్టేజ్, ఇన్ బ్రాహ్మిన్ లైఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీలెస్ స్టేజ్ is a very, very important aspect. Since 82 years, in every Murli, Baba emphasizing always for practicing the bodiless stage. Why? What is the reason behind it? We must understand the secret of that. First reason, being in a bodiless stage all the time is a homework of 84 births. We have to destroy or finish the body consciousness, samskars of body consciousness of 63 births on one hand. And on the other hand, we have to imbibe the samskars of soul conscious stage for 21 births. It means, this is a homework of 84 births. And we have to complete that homework within a short time. For that, we really need to practice this soul conscious stage for a long period of time. Second reason, we are having 24 hours natural body consciousness. Even in a dream, we are having the awareness, I am a male or I am a female. Natural body consciousness. Now we must have natural soul conscious stage for 24 births. Ask yourself how much practice we really need to do. Lot. Third reason. We have extreme attachment with our own body. Why? Tremendous love for our own body. Because only body is always being in the company of a soul for a long time. 24 hours. No one remains in your company such a long time. Only your body. That is why we are having tremendous attachment with our one body. We need to get detached from our own body. As much we get detached from our own body, that much only we can get attached with Baba. This is the ratio. Fourth reason. Why we came to Baba? Why we are here? We came to Baba for building a very good building of our own character of 21 stories, of 21 births. Such a wonderful building of our own character. And the foundation of that building is a soul conscious stage. For building a wonderful building of 21 floors, stories, the foundation of that building must be very deep and very strong and very concrete. Otherwise, the building can collapse any time. That is why the foundation of soul consciousness must be very strong. Fifth reason. The essence of whole knowledge is three words. Brahma Baba has said that. Be bodiless, be voiceless, and be egoless. This is the essence of all knowledge. As much we are becoming bodiless, that much we are becoming voiceless. And as much we are becoming voiceless, that much we are becoming egoless. That is why. I need to work sincerely on this important aspect. Sixth reason is, Baba has said that as much the experience of soul consciousness would be easy, natural, and constant, that much Baba's remembrance would be easy, natural, and constant. Our aim is to remember Baba constantly. Because through Baba's remembrance, we are earning so much spiritual income. In Brahmin world, those souls become inspirable example, sparkling star. If you would ask them the question, what is the secret of your elevated stage of yoga? Would you please share with me? You will get only one answer. After coming to Baba, I walk intensively, sincerely on this first lesson. Soul conscious stage, bodiless stage. That is why I maintain such a wonderful stage of yoga. Now, what is the right method, perfect method of experiencing so bodiless stage? If you would like to experience bodiless stage, first you have to visualize the soul. Then only you can experience the soul conscious stage. And you can visualize the soul with the eye of a soul only. Third eye. Eye of wisdom. Eye of knowledge. Eye of intellect. Where is that eye? We are explaining to newcomers, soul is a very subtle power, invisible power. And mind and intellect and samskar, these are the three faculties, three subtle powers of the soul. But which are those powers? Where are these powers? We must have clear understanding, clear analysis. What is my mind and which power is my intellect? Now I would like to give you difference in these two powers, mind and intellect. I would like to ask you two questions. Can I? Have you seen, first question, have you seen Dadi Janki Ji? Right after this question, the image of Dadi Janki Ji would be in front of you. You can visualize very clearly her image. Yes. My second question. Could you please tell me how she is? Oh, she is very sweet. She is so generous. She is so loveful. She is so motherly. And so on. The power was visualizing image of Dadi Janki Ji, that is the eye of a soul. That is the eye of intellect. And the power which was thinking about Dadi Janki Ji, she is so sweet, she is so nice, she is so generous, that is the power of your mind. You must have clear understanding about these two powers, experience of these two powers. Majority people, they are having confusion in this thing. Few feel the difference, subtle difference in these two powers. I am a soul, point of light. But the power of visualization is intellect and the power of this thinking is my mind. Okay? Now, what is the method of experiencing bodiless stage? Sit in solitude. Focus the eye of intellect in the center of your forehead. Who really am I? I am this tiny and shining point of divine light. This point of light. This point of light. But what type of the light am I? I am a peaceful light, the waves of peace, the light of peace is spreading from me all around me in this atmosphere, and I am experiencing the depth of peace. There are two factors in this practice. How can I increase the depth of soul conscious stage? Quality of soul conscious stage. In this aspect, there are two factors are there. First factor, I must increase the percentage of visualization gradually and gradually. I am a new practitioner. I can visualize myself as a point of light out of 100% consciousness, 10 or 20% consciousness. If I am visualizing myself as a soul point of light with the 20% consciousness, it means I am having 80% subtle body consciousness. Second factor, I must increase gradually and gradually the depth of visualization, percentage of visualization. 100% soul conscious stage and zero body conscious stage, that is the deepest stage of soul consciousness. Second factor, time of being in that stage must increase gradually and gradually. I am staying in soul conscious stage 10 minutes, increase 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, like this. We must keep on increasing the time of being in that stage. There are 7 original qualities of a soul. Peace, purity, power. Love, bliss, happiness, and knowledge. These are the 7 original qualities of a soul. We must practice one after another and we must experience all the qualities of the soul. Then automatically we start experiencing the wonderful aura of divine light surrounding the soul. Wonderful aura. Divine light. Divine qualities That is a decoration of the soul. Thirty-six virtues, divine qualities, that is a decoration of a soul. In golden age and silver age, we are having that decoration, but in copper age and iron age, Maya still away. That decoration. Now, if I really want to know how much practice of soul consciousness I have done and how much practice of soul consciousness I really need to do. If you want to check this, there are 6 steps in this process. By knowing these steps, you can get the idea what sort of bodiless stage you are having. First step. When we are coming to Baba, Baba used to say, "Oh my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul. Sometimes we are considering, we are having awareness, sometimes we may not have the awareness of soul consciousness." First step is awareness of soul consciousness. We are working on that. We are practicing that soul consciousness more and more. Second stage. State of soul consciousness. It means staying in that soul conscious stage. That is called state of soul consciousness. We are having the ability to stay in soul consciousness, in right consciousness. We are working on that. And then third stage is vision of soul consciousness. Whoever is coming in front of you, you can visualize very clearly the right consciousness of that soul, right form, true form of that person. That is a point of light. Vision of soul conscious stage. Brahma Baba's vision was X-ray vision. Baba could see very clearly the point of light, the soul, the one who is hiding underneath of the forehead. Baba could see very clearly. That is why Baba's vision was called as a X-ray vision. Very powerful soul conscious vision. Working on that, practicing that, then fourth stage is attitude of soul conscious stage. Having the habit of being in that stage, seeing others also as a soul, that is called attitude of soul conscious stage. More and more practice. Fifth stage is action in soul conscious stage. while performing action also, we can maintain soul conscious state very easily. That is called action in soul conscious state. And last is samskaras of soul conscious state, which we are carrying with the soul, and on that basis we are having natural soul conscious state for 21 birth. Now I should check myself. Where am I? I am practicing this Raj Yoga since 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Where am I? What sort of stage of soul consciousness am I having? As much we are becoming older and senior in this knowledge, what is the proof of that? Increasing the power of spirituality, power of divinity. Spirituality means what? Considering myself as a spirit and seeing others also as a spirit soul, that is called spirituality. My power of spirituality already increasing. As much as I am becoming older and older Baba child, senior Baba child, my power of spirituality is increasing. Sometimes we are practicing soul conscious stage, point of light, point of light. But we feel bored sometimes. How long I can maintain such point of light? Dryness or feeling bored sometimes. Why? Why we are not enjoying this soul conscious stage? We are doing one mistake. What is that mistake? I know who am I. I am a soul. But I am forgetting how really am I. I am not a soul, but I am a very special soul, selected by God. I am not an ordinary stone, I am a very special soul, hero, actor in this unlimited drama. In other words, you could say, self, who am I? And respect, how am I? If these two things would be together, then you never feel this practice of bodiless stage bore. You never feel. Can enjoy that. Self and respect. These two things must be together. Must not be separate. Must be together. Baba had given us the title of self-respect. And we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. Then only we can enjoy spiritual intoxication, higher intoxication. In Brahmin life, this aspect is a very important aspect. If you really would like to maintain stable state of yoga, unshakable state of yoga, immovable state of yoga, what is the secret of that is? Maintaining very good soul conscious state and very good self-respect. You must have hold on these two aspects. If you would have hold on these two aspects, no one can shake you. It's a guarantee. Brahma Baba was having always the spiritual intoxication. I am going to become a Narayan. I am the father of humanity. From the very first day, Brahma Baba had this experience. And because of that, Baba progress fast. Baba used to say in Murli, always you are having boxing with Maya, fighting with Maya, battle with Maya. Because Maya become our enemy. She was our friend. But when we hold Baba's hand, she become enemy. Then she start boxing. I want to defame you. But you must understand how the boxing start. When we are considering ourselves as a body, as a box, instead of jewel in that box, soul, jewel in that box, then Maya starts fighting. When Maya starts fighting, we fell down and then she is asking five warriors, come on, and beat him properly. He was my customer. He is not coming anymore on my shop. Beat him properly. The five warriors, five helpers of Maya, they are beating us very badly. We become unconscious. No consciousness of soul conscious stage, becoming unconscious. Baba is observing from Paramdham, what is wrong with my child? He become unconscious. I send him as a king of king and very royal, I gave him very good role, and then see in corporation he become unconscious. What is wrong? Oh, I should do something for my child. I am a merciful father. I should do something for my child. Baba descends on this earth, on Mount Abu, on the mountains of Mount Abu. And Baba is sending the life-giving herb to your respective countries. Russia, Australia, any countries, different countries. And then asking the instrument, oh my sweet child, please give him this life-giving herb to this my child, please, so he can come in consciousness. Oh my sweet child, you are a soul. Consider yourself as a soul. No, I am not a soul. Because unconscious, deep unconscious. Next day, again the life-giving herb is coming from Mount Abu to Vietnam. I am your father. I am always speaking truth. Please believe me. You are a soul. You are my child. Okay, I am a soul. You are a special soul. Okay, I am a special soul. You are a child of Supreme Soul. Okay, I am a child of Supreme Soul. When we are being in that powerful consciousness, Maya look at us. Oh. If I will attack now, nothing will wrong happens with this soul. Now I must go back. I must go return. This is a spiritual army, and the first law of this spiritual army is, attention please, who you are. I am a soul. If you follow this first law of spiritual army, Maya will never attack on you. You always experience victorious stage. Always your face would be like a blossoming flower. Cheerfulness always would be on your face. Ever green, ever cheerfulness, ever smiling, face would be there. You never lose your happiness at any cost, in any situation. Understand? How can we maintain this soul consciousness all the day long? What is the yukti for that is? We want to maintain that. But sometimes we are maintaining, sometimes we are not able to maintain that. How can we maintain? If we want to maintain, how can we maintain that true consciousness, soul consciousness, all the day long? First yukti for that is, spin the cycle of self-realization when you are free. Spin the discus of self-realization. I, the soul point of light, descends on this earth in the beginning of golden age. I play my role in a golden age. I took 8 births in a golden age. After that, 12 births in a silver age. After that, 21 births in a copper age, and 42 births in a iron age. Now I am on confluence age. Now I, the soul, will return to soul world. Who am I? I am a soul, point of light, playing the role in this cycle. This practice can help you for maintaining soul conscious stage more and more. Body is my kocham. Body is just instrument. Body is just vehicle. Body is just my home. Body is just like a cottage. Body is just like a show case. But who am I? I am a very tiny and deep shining point of divine light. Baba had given us the car of effort. We have to run that car of efforts on the pilgrimage of remembrance all the time. But how can you start that car? If you want to start that car, how can you start? The moment you consider yourself as a star, S-T-A-R, star, car will start. S-T-A-R-T, start. Star, start. Until you will not consider yourself as a star, car will not start at all. Hours and hours that car will be there. Who am I? I am a wonderful star. I am a shining star. I am a superstar. I am not only a star, but I am a superstar. In this gathering, all the stars are superstars. Baba is a supreme star. I am a wonderful star, twinkling star, radiant star. Living star. Practice that. Sit in solitude and practice. I am a star. I am a star. I am a living star. I am a wonderful star. But we are studying in a university, World Spiritual University. God is our teacher, supreme teacher. And there would be a final paper of this university. Final paper. Which is that final paper? Getting detached from this body in a second and getting attached with Baba, staying in Baba's remembrance in that same second, this would be our final paper. Understand? And if you really would like to get good marks in this final paper, you need to practice bodiless days over a long period of time. Once Prakash Mani Dadiji, many years ago, Baba used to come twice in a week in Madhavan, in Gulja Dadi's body. Season was going for 6 months. Sister Maureen knows this. And when Baba was returning to Paramdham, before that, Prakash Mani Dadi was sitting in front of Baba and was giving leave to Baba. Once Dadi was not there, Baba asked, "Why Dadi is not here?" "Baba, Dadi become sick. She was very busy. She become tired and she had fever." Baba says, "Okay, no problem." Then after 3 days, when Baba come, after Murli, Baba met groups, and at the end, Baba asked, "Call Dadi." And Dadi was sitting in front of Baba. She was not well. And Baba explained one very important thing to Dadi. My sweet child, you are busy and you would be very, very busy in future. You practice one yukti. When you are busy, you practice one yukti. That will help you a lot. You will not feel tiredness. Which is that yukti? When the group of Australia is going away, after meeting you, is going away, and the next group from Vietnam is coming, there is a gap of few seconds. Give the injection of bodiless stage for few seconds to yourself. Practice that soul consciousness for a few seconds. You will get energy. And when you will receive that energy, you feel fresh. So follow that. Yukti. So practice that yukti. Once you become okay. What I mean to say, we may be very busy, but internally we must keep on practicing this bodiless state, detached from this physical instrument, body. Because body is an optional instrument. Soul is energy. This is a machinery. Body is machinery. It needs rest. But Baba has said once you would be very busy. At the end you would extremely busy. You will not get time for 4 hours sleeping. You will not get that time. You cannot sleep 4 hours also. You would be very busy in service. At that time, if you practice 4 minute bodiless stage, you would feel that I had 4 hours sleep. You would relax yourself. You would feel freshness. These are Baba's versions. That is why, while sitting in this cottage of our body, we must keep on practicing soul conscious stage incognito level. I am a soul point of light, I am a soul point of light. Now I would like to tell the secret of this. The moment you practice soul conscious stage, your intellect is getting detached from this body, bodily being, bodily world and bodily things. Connection cut. And the moment you are staying in self-respect, you can get flight of paramdha. Your mind and intellect would be full with joy, full with happiness, full with lightness. Automatically, your intellect and mind will go upwards towards Baba and can sit in front of Baba and can get connection with Baba. This is the secret. Being in soul conscious stage means getting detached from this world, old world, and being in self-respect means going upwards and sitting with Baba. That is why while performing action, if we maintain soul conscious stage and self-respect, you can maintain very good remembrance of Baba. Your yoga will be better and better and better. Understand? Because in the soul, there is a deeply rooted samskaras of body consciousness of 63 birth. We must remove that. We must finish that samskara of body consciousness. And it really needs a lot of practice of soul consciousness. On 18 January 69, Brahma Baba, when Brahma Baba was living body, at that time three forces were working on Baba's soul. There was a pain in Baba's heart. That pain was pulling to Baba's consciousness. And the garden, Baba already showered this garden of children. Little love was attracting Baba's consciousness towards the children. Second force. And third force, Shri Baba was pulling him to Paramdham. Baba conquered the pain of the heart by being in soul conscious state, and Baba conquered the love for the soul children by being maintaining state of observer, and then Baba was lost in Shri Baba's remembrance, and that is why Baba become passed with honor. Now, I would like to give you 2 minutes for getting the title of self-respect for you, the soul. Baba had given the list more than 100 titles of self-respect. Now you have to choose yourself. You have to select any title, whatever the title which gives you joy, gives you happiness, gives you intoxication. You just select by yourself in 2 minutes. Title may be different. I am a world transformer soul, I am a world benefactor soul, I am an ancestor soul, I am Shiv Shakti, I am yogi souls. Any title. Just close your eyes and select, choose any title of self-respect which is suitable for you, the soul. Because this is deeply related with bodiless stage. Title of self-respect for the self. Can you raise, please, your hand? Those who got a proper self-respect title. Raise properly. Raise your hand properly. Okay. Thank you. March 18, 1988. I was meeting Baba personally on the stage of Om Shanti Bhavan. Baba met me 4 minutes. That was personal meeting, 4 minutes. And the essence of that meeting was, Baba had given me the title, "You are a world transformer soul." The blessing is big. But the essence of that blessing was your world transformer soul. The moment I am remembering this title, I am a soul, but I am a world transformer soul, in a second, I am getting flight of Paramdham. In a second, I am getting the flight of Paramdham and sitting in front of Baba and getting connection with Baba. This is the magic of self-respect point. And this self-respect point is not for one day, for a whole Brahmin life. I must experience that. I must make that title as a part of my life. Doctor is not only for one day doctor. He is a doctor for a whole life. That is a physical intoxication. This is a spiritual intoxication. Okay? Now let us have wonderful experience of bodiless stage for a few minutes. Sit upright. Light, I see, Rakhna. Music, chala na, bhai sir. Music. Soft music. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead. I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a sparkling star living star wonderful star radiant star radiant star radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura. Of divine light. Surrounding me. I am a pure star, radiating the light of purity.
experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Around my head, experiencing blissful stay, I am a peaceful light. Spreading the waves of peace radiating the light of peace and experiencing depth of peace How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form. That is a point of divine light. My true existence in this world is a tiny and shining point of divine light. Body is just instrument. Body is just my home. Body is just my kochum. Truly I am a shining point of divine light. Unlimited drama. I am a superstar in this unlimited drama. Shining star is shining on my forehead. Light of divinity is spreading from me, the soul. How beautiful is this experience? Experience of bodiless state. I don't have any more body. I am just a point of divine light. Now, could you stand up, please, and give drushti to one brother or sister? I, the soul point of light, is the owner of this bodily house. I, the soul, point of light, owner of this bodily house, is sitting near the windows of my eyes. I am visualizing very clearly the soul, the one who is standing in front of me through the windows of eyes, with the eye of my intellect. My vision is very clear. We both, the souls, are point of divine light, children of one and same Father, incorporeal Shubhava. The Shiv Baba's vision is incorporeal vision. In the same way, my vision is also become incorporeal. My power of divinity is increasing. I, the soul, point of light, is visualizing clearly my true form and the form of the soul, the one who is in front of me. How beautiful is this experience? Brahma Baba's vision was X-ray vision. In the same way, my vision is also become X-ray vision. I could see very clearly the soul underneath of this forehead. I am hero actor in this unlimited drama. Now direct connection with the director of this unlimited drama. Every day I am getting direction from unlimited director. My life is becoming elevated, more and more elevated. My vision is becoming more and more divine. Instead of seeing this ordinary physical form, I can see very clearly the divine form, that is point of divine light. I am a living diamond. The light of eight powers is radiating from me, the living diamond soul. How beautiful experience is this? But body is just like a mobile ball. Either soul is a light, divine light, powerful light on this mobile ball of body. We both the souls are giving sweet drishti to each other and sharing good wishes and pure feeling.
You all had a very special experience this morning. But I do have a question, and maybe some of you may have a question. You are using the word soul consciousness and bodiless as the same thing. Yes. There's no difference?
No.
No difference?
Word, this is the game of words only. My feeling is like that.
Okay.
Incorporeal stage, soul conscious stage, body conscious stage, bodiless stage. This is the game of word only.
One time, Daddy Gulzar was asked this same question.
Achha.
And she gave a very interesting response.
Uh-huh.
She said, they're all just potatoes. Potatoes. Because she said, you know, we need a variety. If you have boiled potatoes every day, you'll get very bored. So you need chips, you need baked, you need mashed. She didn't say mashed, but we have mashed. And this is my experience, that when I use different words, like bodiless, soul conscious, incorporeal, I get a different experience, but just like a flavor.
Yeah.
Flavors of the same thing. That's how I see it, you know. They're different flavors, but actually it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Incorporeal, soul consciousness, bodiless. But if we take different words, we can taste
this experience
in different ways.
That's true. Yeah.
Like love. Love is different in all relationships. Love for the mother, love for the father, love for the friend. It's like flavors of love.
Yeah.
But feeling. Love is love.
It's little feeling. Difference in feeling.
Yeah. So do you have any questions you would like to ask? Can we have a mic, please?
Yes, you can stand and then can sister can.
So nice. I can hear.
Words of Brahma Baba. He said, as you said, he said, Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirahankari. Now, I am a bit, it's a question in my mind always, and maybe you have the answer for it. Nirvikari.
Ego, bodiless.
Bodiless, viceless.
Egoless and egoless.
Egoless.
Yeah.
But in viceless, you have ego.
Yes.
So why does he repeat the egoless?
Yeah. This is a good question.
Huh? Yeah.
I asked this same question to Prakash Mani Dadeji. And she answered, as much we are becoming bodiless, that much we are becoming egoless. Okay? Because
the body consciousness is a seed of the tree. And on that trees, what fruits we are getting? Fruits of vices. And soul consciousness is a seed from which we get the plant, and on that plant we are receiving the fruits of divine virtues. This is the difference. Okay? Now, as much we are becoming bodiless, we are becoming viceless. All vices are finishing mostly. Okay? Now, why Baba used this third word, egoless? The secret of that is, when I came to Baba, my apron was empty. And I made some efforts, I become very good yogi, I become very good speaker, I am very good planner, and I am having some ego. I am a very good yogi. I am a very good knowledgeful soul. Must not this ego also. If you conquer this ego, that is called egoless. Third word. Understand? Because when the souls are coming to Baba, they are having some ego. That all attainments of Baba, my apron was empty. I become a yogi. Who gave me that blessing? Baba. That is not my achievement. That is Baba's achievement. Must not have that ego also. We must conquer that ego also. That is called egoless. Humble, humility must be there in our life. Humbleness must be there. Look at Shiv Baba. He is the highest on high. No one is highest than him, okay? He is highest on high on one hand, but he is so humble. At the end of every murli, Yat Pyar Namaste. He is bowing, literally he is bowing in front of the children. Yat Pyar Namaste. Means what? Look at me, how great am I and how humble am I. This is the answer for that. Understand? Clear?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, interesting. And as is Baba great and humble, so are you.
Yeah.
My experience of you, also very nice. But it really makes a difference. We can be great yogis, but if we have ego of being great yogi, then we're not a great yogi.
Sometimes.
Yeah.